That's KC Drive. It's 107.7. I received a couple of text messages where people actually want me to send them this song. It's called the Jamaican Bum Bum, and it's from Ugal and Salto. People say they don't really care about the people that are performing the song. They really just like the song. Very happy that you guys are tuned in live right here on Drive with me, Brad, live and in charge all the way through till 6. We do, of course, have plenty of other things coming up. And thank you for playing along with our retro TV this afternoon. Today we had Monk featuring from 2002 to 2009, over the course of 7 years and 8 seasons later. And there are still avid fans of this series, including Chef Lester, that says that he was 10 years old when he watched it and is now 33. Unbelievable. Tomorrow we'll do it again, where I take you back into time with an old sitcom or an old TV series, and we will play retro TV. Thank you for some of the late messages coming through on 082-414-1077. I'm joined in studio by two special guests, and they're going to be talking to us about an event that's going to be happening in the next couple of days. It's going to be happening soon. We'll give you all the information. So I'm going to say hello to them first. I am joined first on my right by Cindy Brown. Am I saying that right? No, she's shaking her head already. She's like, this is a disaster.
No. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Cameron.
Oh, no, you are Cameron. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's all good.
Sorry about that, guys. I'm sitting with a couple of names here in front of me. So it's Cameron Junkies.
Yes.
How are you, Cameron?
Correct. I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for making the trip. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
We'll talk loads more. And then I have Deacon Andre Moses sitting on my left. How are you, Deacon?
I'm excellent, sir. Thank you so much, sir. And you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you. You guys just light up the room.
Amen.
Everybody's inside is all of a sudden happy now.
Yes. We are full of joy. Sir.
That's right. Thank you guys so much. As we're getting now into the conversation, we're talking about Healing Streams. So let's first talk about that, guys. What is Healing Streams? Just explain to us, for those of us that are not familiar with it, that's not familiar with the program, what it is and what it's all about.
Okay, awesome. I'll take the first question.
Okay, Cameron.
So Healing Streams is a program. It's a global program, and it's hosted by a dear man of God, Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome, and it's an online program as well as on-site. So on-site it will be in Nigeria, but not all of us are going to fly there, but thank God for internet. So it will be a global evangelism program as well.
Wow.
Where people can log in, participate. We pray, we worship. Pastor comes with simple words. He says, rise and walk, be healed. So that is what Healing Streams is about.
Healing Streams. Is it the first time that there's a Healing Streams? Or has it always been the case?
No, it's always been there. It started... it was mainly in South Africa, but due to the COVID-19, we had to reshape and restructure how it takes place. So then Pastor said, no, since people are at home, they are on their phones, let's bring healing to the homes. Let's bring healing to where people are.
I love it. And I think the key word there is accessibility.
Yes.
No matter where you are, you can be a part of this, really.
Yes.
When I asked the question about Healing Streams, Deacon was looking at me like, you don't really know your Bible now, do you? I was exposed here live on radio. Thank you for that, Cameron. Appreciate it. So let's go to the next one. Who can all participate in this? I know you were speaking about accessibility now, Cameron. People can tune in at home and be part of this. But are you only allowed to participate if you are sick or in need of a miracle? I think that's one of the questions that people would love to know.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Yes, any person can partake in the Healing Streams, whether they need physical healing or whether they need mental healing or psychological healing, or whether they just need a miracle for some sort of things that he wants to restore in his life. So any person is welcome to partake. Those who don't have internet, who don't have access to internet, that's why we are having a viewing center. The center is in Groeneville, and we have another center at our church venue. It's in Low Street number 9 in Southern Paul. There will be a healing center from the Friday up until the Sunday, from the 24th of July till the 26th of July. So any person is welcome, any institution, anyone that needs, that you are aware of, that needs a miracle right now in their life, anyone that has lost hope in life, he can come and partake, and we can promise you their lives will be reshaped, their lives will have a meaning, their lives will definitely receive purpose to continue to live their lives according to God's purpose for their lives, yes.
Mm. Thank you for that, Deacon. I think you've answered also the other question we're going to get to, and I think Cameron also spoke about it, that anybody's welcome. You were speaking about the viewing centers as well. We'll give through information a little bit later as to who you can contact if you need more information about that. Cameron, you did say that it's a live service, right?
Yes.
And for those that have internet challenges, you know, there are ways to get around that. So I'm glad that you guys covered that. We can cover that towards the end of the interview. I want to know, is there a limit on the amount of people that you may bring along with you, or are you welcome to invite, bring as many other people along with you whom you know are in need of healing or a miracle or help?
Okay, so there's no limit. I think if you want to bring your whole family, your colleagues, your friends, sometimes people need not always physical healing, but there may be something inside. So by extending an invitation to them, someone can just come and they find that, wow, their finances are better, their mental health is better. So there's no limit. The center is open to as many people. We like overflows as well. So no, there's no limit. You can come.
Fantastic. Lovely. And then how do you prepare yourself for the program, guys? I'm sure that many are coming with great expectations on all 3 days or during the course of the 3 days, but might be uncertain about how to receive their set time healing and miracles.
Yes. If I think of the woman who, in the Bible, who were flowing for 12 years, the woman with the blood issue, she heard that Jesus is coming to her town. And she said to herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. So she had made her mind. Today, when the healing streams on Friday and Saturday and Sunday will be live, it's a decision that you have to take for yourself. To say, I will not miss my miracle or my healing this time around. I will come with an expectation. And when you come with an expectation, your expectation shall not be cut short. You will be overwhelmed and you will be full of joy by the miraculous that you will encounter during the services. So the preparation is, you have to make up your mind. And when you come to our viewing centers, you come focused. They will give instructions during the service. You follow every instruction. If they say worship, you worship. If there's a prayer session, you partake in the prayer. And when the man of God speaking the word, he says, when you are in a wheelchair, he said, get up and walk. You don't think of the natural things. It's impossible for me to walk. You just get up and you walk. That's all that you have to do. Like Sister Cameron says, it's a simple instruction. Just follow the instruction. That means you need to give attention to the program. Every word that's come forth from the man of God's mouth, your heart are open to receive it. When he say, put your hand where the pain is, you put your hand there where the pain is. And when he says, do things you could with that which you couldn't do before, do it now. And you do it, you will see you will be able to do it. So it's just giving attention and follow the instruction, and you will receive your healing or your miracle. That is very easy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Deacon, for that. Appreciate it so much. Everyone is invited to this healing program that Cameron and the Deacon have been speaking about on the 25th of July. So the 25th of July is this coming Saturday. That's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's at the Reformed Rehoboth Church in Groeneveld. So the contact person is the gentleman on my left, Deacon Andre, with 079-023-5061. If you need this information, again, you can simply WhatsApp us on a WhatsApp line and I can send you a number of who you're looking for. They also have a healing center at Christ Embassy Church, Paul. That is from the 24th till the 26th of July.
Yes.
2026. So that is from the Friday on.
Yes.
And that will be every day from 5 o'clock in the evening or the afternoon or early evening, as they say. It's at 9 Low Street, Southern Paul.
Yes.
Of course, should you be available to join us, of course, for the church services, it's as follow: Sunday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yes.
And you can contact them. You can use the following contact number as well. It's 082-613-3358. 082-613-3358. Deacon Andre Moses and Cameron Junkies, I'm going to ask you guys if you just want to mention anything else just in closing as we wrap up this conversation.
I would say the story that Deacon Andre was referring to, that maybe someone is thinking that their situation is maybe too big, it's not able to be solved. The woman with the issue of blood, she had spent all her money that 12 years on doctors. She'd try everything, but maybe just try Healing Streams. This may be an option. This may be someone's last way out. As I said, it's not only for physical healing, it can be mental. It can be maybe someone is finding themselves in a tight spot at work or in their family. There are some issues. If they come with the expectation of an open heart ready to receive, there's nothing that God cannot do. There's nothing that He's not able to solve. He's the one that made us, that formed us. He knows everything about us. He's the master of all. He's the king of all things, yes. So if you just come with an open heart, also maybe to write down what you're expecting. This program isn't just going to be streamed at these healing centers. You will see it on YouTube. You will also see it on our Loveld apps. You can sell, go to Loveld App Store, and you will find the ministry platforms where you will also be able to see Loveld Set as well. You can search Loveld Set Live, and you will be connected from the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday. Yeah, it's all 3 days. So if someone says they work on the Friday, they can still connect the Saturday. That's what I wanted to say.
Thank you, Cameron, for that. And Deacon Andre, a last word from your side.
Yes, I would love to read a quick scripture.
Of course.
Yes, just to inspire those who are listening to us. I'm reading from Ezekiel chapter 47 and verse 9. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river goes, will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters goes there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. Glory to God. So this weekend, wherever the streams are flowing from nation to nation, from state to state, from city to city, from town to town, make your way and partake and participate in this healing streams. Connect and experience the love of God. The healing power of God will be available around the globe. More than 8 billion people will participate. Make your way and come and receive this long-awaiting miracle that you have prayed to God. God has answered through this healing streams to your situation, as Sister Cameron has mentioned. It might be your business is not functioning at the level that you expected. You can also bring that before God. It might be your marriage. It might be your at work, you have a difficult time. It might be your children that went astray from the righteous path of God. They can all be restored by only one word of God through the man of God, and the situation can be turned around. And I promise everyone that listening, if you come, you will truly come back with a testimony. You will come back to us and say, thank you for allowing us to to encounter the love of God through the man of God's healing ministry. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Deacon Andre Moses, for that. Thank you, Cameron Janches, for that. We appreciate it so much. We will, of course, share the information if anybody asks for it on the WhatsApp line throughout the course of this afternoon's drive show. And we wish you everything of the best. Please do keep us posted. And thank you again for the visit.
Thank you, guys.
To
all the listeners, thank you, sir.
thank you so much. Such a pleasure. It's Casey Drive right here with me, Brad. What a wonderful conversation. We hope that you will participate. Accessibility is not going to be a problem. If you need any other information, we can share the contact details with you.